Well, turning your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. That's where we're going to start, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. And we're going to begin here, and then we're going to look this morning briefly at a great truth from God's Word, and that's the truth of thankfulness. We've just celebrated, of course, as a nation, a time of thanksgiving. And, you know, we think about it. We're thankful as a people for, first of all, a great nation. It's the greatest nation in the world. We're thankful for those who have given their lives and those who are risking their lives even now so we can keep free and be free. We're thankful for our friends and our family and our loved ones. And then, Lord, we're thankful for our church. And when we think about the freedom that we have to worship, we live in the greatest nation on the earth, one that is very blessed by God. But there's more. Think about this. We who have trusted in Jesus Christ as Savior, we want to stop this morning and we want to spend some time being thankful to our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. We want to reflect on what He has done for us, what we have from God, His blessings to us. And we realize that everything we have comes to us from God. And so this morning, we want to stop and think about being thankful. Well, Robert Linter said this. He said, "Thanksgiving was never meant to be shut up into a single day. Truly, we are thankful every day. And as we get up in the mornings, we should be saying to God, 'Thank you for another day. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love and your blessings in our lives.' We of all people on this earth should be the most thankful. Why? It's because of God's grace to us in His Son, Jesus Christ, our God and our Savior." Look at 1 Corinthians 15. Look at verse 57. It's right at the end of the chapter. Look at verse 57. Paul writes and says, "But thanks be to God, who gives us His victory," or gives us the victory, "through our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, and Paul has been teaching, and we're studying 1 Corinthians on Sunday night, and so we've gone through this passage just lately because we're in chapter 16. But in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul is teaching the truths of the resurrection and how Jesus Christ has died and rose again and has conquered the grave and given us victory. And so his summary is, thanks be to God. We're thankful to God who gives us the victory over sin and death, through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are thankful that in Jesus Christ we have victory over sin and we have victory over death. We are thankful for this great victory. Jesus Christ died on the cross, paid for sin, rose again. He died on the cross to pay for sin. He rose again, conquering death. Remember this, we're all sinners. We've come short of God's glory. The wages of sin is death. So we owe God death. But there's a passage in Ephesians chapter 2. It's beautiful. Listen to what it says. It says, "But God being rich in His mercy with the great grace in which He has loved us with His great love." God has loved us with His great love and His grace and His mercy. And He sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for us. And as that passage goes on to say, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, not of yourself. It's the gift of God. It's not of works, lest anyone should boast." God has sent His Son to be our Savior, and He offers to us the gift of eternal life. Now, we ought to be thankful for that. We ought to wake up every day going, "Lord, thank you," because we know that in ourselves we owe God death. We're supposed to be separated forever, but in your grace, your mercy, and your love, you have given to us eternal life. All who believe in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. Salvation is a gift. When we think about all of this, and we think about the grace of God and the salvation and all He's done for us, and how should we respond? Well, this morning we're going to do this. We're going to take the time to think about being thankful, think about responding. As we think about thankfulness to God, we want to think about three ways in which we can respond to God in thanks. So I want you to think about this. We're going to think about three ways. First of all, our lives, our prayers, and our praise. We're going to look at those three things. We'll go through them fairly quickly this morning. Our lives, how can we respond in thanks to God? Through our lives, through our prayers, and through our praise. Let's start first with our lives. We think about it. As we live on this earth, we should be thankful that we have our lives, that we should have an attitude of thankfulness. We get up every day, and we should say, "Thank you, Lord, for another day." Now, I know this. The younger you are, the less you think about this. The older you are, you realize that when you wake up, that He's given you another day. The truth is this, whether you're young or old, when you wake up in the morning, you ought to say, "Thank you, Lord, for another day," because it's not guaranteed that you will have another day to live. And it is the grace of God and His graciousness to us. And so when we get up, we should have an attitude of thanksgiving, not limited to or expressed in just one day, but in every day. I want you to do this. I want you to turn to Colossians. Okay, you're in 1 Corinthians and get 2 Corinthians and then Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and then Colossians. And I want you to turn to Colossians chapter 2. We're going to have to turn to a couple of places this morning to see this thankfulness, but I want you to see it. Colossians chapter 2, we're going to look at verses 6 and 7. Over there. And we're going to see this whole idea of an attitude of thankfulness. So think about our lives. Do you have an attitude of thankfulness as you go through life? It's easy to look at things and go, I don't like that. Well, that didn't turn out the way I wanted. I don't like this. This is not good. How come I don't have this? How come we don't have this? What's our life? Do we have an attitude of thankfulness? Look at Colossians chapter 2. Look at verse 6 and 7. Paul is writing to these believers, and he says, therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, we received Him by faith. He says, so walk in Him. So it's a walk of faith. Having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Him and established in your faith. So he says, you're now rooted, you're being built up, you're growing in your faith, just as you were instructed, and overflowing with gratitude. We need to live a life overflowing with gratitude. As we think about what our God and Savior has done, who He is and what He's done, there should be gratitude. As we go through life, it should be a thankfulness and an attitude of gratitude, as some say. So many times we look at what we don't have. Well, we say what God hasn't given to us rather than what He has given to us. Our lives are really just blessing after blessing. Grace upon grace, as some of the Scripture says. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20 says, always giving thanks to God for all things. Now it says, always giving thanks, so that's what we're to have, that attitude of thankfulness. It says, for all things. Now it's easy to be thankful when something good happens. But what about being thankful when something not so good happens? He says, always giving thanks to God for all things, both the good and the bad, because God is working all things according to the counsel of His will. God is in control. Our lives are not fate or chance. Our lives are controlled by the living God who loves us and working all things according to the counsel of His will. Ephesians 5:18, pray without ceasing. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing in everything. Give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. What should our attitude be? Day in and day out, it should be thankfulness. Thankfulness to God that you're alive. Thankfulness to God for all that He's given to us. This is, He says, rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will. Every day, in every way, God is working in our lives, working all things according to the counsel of His will. We know that He loves us and He wants the best for us. Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. The idea of joy is the joy and thankfulness. Our lives are to be characterized by thankfulness to our God. So the question we want to stop and think with, is that how we live? When we wake up in the morning, do we say, thank you for another day? Or do we say, oh, why do I have to get up now? Why is it this way? It's too cold outside. I don't want to have to do this. Or do we say, thank you, Lord, you have allowed me to live another day. And I get to live for you. Think about our lives. We can respond to God by being thankful in our daily lives, living with an attitude of thankfulness. And the truth is this, if we're not thankful for what we have now, we're not going to be thankful for what else He gives us. Our lives are to be characterized by thankfulness. Now, here's what I want to do when we think about our lives, okay? I want to think about two aspects, okay? First of all, two aspects about being thankful, who we are, thankful about who we are, and thankful about what we have. Let's start with who we are. Let's be thankful for who we are, and we think about it. First of all, we are children of God. Think about that. We are children of God. We ought to be thankful that we are children of God. John 1:12, as many as received Him, to them He gave the right to become children of God, even those who believe in His name. All of us who believe in Jesus Christ, we become God's children. We've gone from death to life, from darkness to light, from being under the control and power of Satan to being in the family of God. You are a child of God. It's not based on our works or goodness, but simply by faith in Jesus Christ. We are in God's family and we'll be in God's family forever. You are a child of God. We ought to stop and think, wow, what a life. I am a child of God. mean, out of all the things, God says, I'm going to allow you to be in my family. That's why we can call God our Father. Our Father which are in heaven. That's how the Lord's Prayer starts. We can talk to God as our Father. One of the great words is Abba, which means daddy. We say Abba Father, Daddy Father. We call God Daddy because we're His child. There's a second thing that we thank God for in our lives. And not only we're children of God, but we're saints. Now, being a saint means a set apart one. It means a holy one. And we're holy in two ways. Number one, we're declared righteous. The moment you believe in Jesus Christ as Savior, you are declared righteous. Romans 5:1, having been justified by faith. To be justified is to be declared righteous. And the moment you believe in Christ, He declares you right. But there's something else. He also makes you righteous. We have been made righteous. Romans 4:5, to him who does not work but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is credited, counted for righteousness. The moment you believe in Christ, not only does he declare you to be right, but he actually makes you right. And we ought to be thankful to God that we are set apart ones, that we are saints. Because let me tell you this, if you're not set apart, if you're not a saint, you're not going to get to be with him because he's perfect and holy and righteous. And for you to be with him for all eternity, you're going to have to be righteous as well. And that's what he does. So we can say, wow, in my life, and I think about being thankful, I'm thankful in a lot of ways. I'm thankful, first of all, that I'm a child of God. I'm thankful, second, that I'm a saint. But there's a third thing, and that we are God's ambassadors. We ought to be thankful. We are God's ambassadors. 2 Corinthians 5:20, we're ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech through us. You realize that we, when we go out these doors, we represent the living God. We should be thankful that God has said, hey, I've got something I want you to do for me. The living God, the creator of everything, the heavens and the earth, who works all things, he's controlling everything, and he's looked at us and said, I want you to represent me. We ought to be going, whoa, what better could that be? I mean, the greatest thing of all time, we get to represent the living God. We're ambassadors for Christ. And so we ought to be thankful in our lives for who we are. We are children of God, we are saints, and we are ambassadors for Christ. But there's more, because when we think about our lives, not only of who we are, but what we have. What do we have? Realize, everything you have comes from God. Now listen to this. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, Paul writes and says, what do you have that God did not give you? And the answer is nothing. Everything you have, God gave you. Every aspect of our lives, every material thing that you have, every spiritual thing you have, every aspect of your life, you say, well, I've got this and this. This is my suit. No, it's not my suit. By the grace of God, God, let me have this suit and this building and these chairs and everything that we have. We say, well, it's the grace of God. Everything we have comes from God. James says, every gift comes down from the Father out of heaven. Two aspects I want you to think about are what we have. First of all, materially. Our possessions, our money, our time, all from God. 1 Timothy says we brought nothing into this world and we take nothing out. Everything that we have while we're in this world, God is the one that gives it to us. And so when we start to be thankful and say, God, you have given us all of this. In fact, it says that God gives us all things to enjoy. So materially, everything you have. Sometimes we think about, well, that's my car. That's not your car. By the grace of God, he allowed you to get that car. That's God. You are stewards of what God has entrusted to you and to me. So we ought to say, thank you, Lord, for all of that. But there's a second thing, not only materially, but spiritually. What we have spiritually is gifts, talents, abilities. Every one of us in this room are unique and special. You have different gifts, different talents, different abilities than anybody else. Not only that, he's given you the Word of God. He's given you the local body to meet together. He's given you a future inheritance. He's going to give you rewards. All of that comes spiritually. Everything we have, both materially and spiritually, comes to us from God. So the first aspect of our lives, we say, okay, we want to be thankful to God. We're thinking about our lives. That means who we are, children of God, saints, ambassadors, what we have, everything we have materially, everything we have spiritually, all from God. We should live a life of thankfulness. So I want you to stop. Think right now. Do you live a life of thankfulness? When you wake up in the morning, do you say, thank you for another day? Thank you that I am your child. Thank you that I'm going to be with you for all eternity. Thank you that I am your ambassador. Thank you for every material thing you've ever given me. Thank you for every spiritual thing you've ever given me. We need to live a life of gratitude. It's so easy to look at things on what we don't have instead of looking at what God has done for us. So when we think about lives, let's think about our lives and let's think about an attitude of thankfulness. There's a second aspect that we wanted to think about this morning. Do I respond to God in thanks? It's through our prayers. Our prayers. We can express our thankfulness to God through our prayers. Now let's stop for a minute and think. What is prayer? Prayer is simply talking to God. You can talk to God anytime, anywhere, any place about anything. You can come anytime. We need to be thankful when we pray. Now you remember Philippians 4:6, he says, be anxious for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known to God. Now, he says, you can come anytime. You can come. Don't be anxious for anything, but make your prayers, make your requests, but do it with thanksgiving. See, we ought to be thankful that we can come to him. Thankful that he answers prayers. See, he does answer prayer, by the way. He answers every prayer you ask. It's just not always exactly like you wished he'd answered it. See, sometimes you say, oh, Lord, I want this. And he says, yes, and you get it. And you go, I got it, answered prayer. Sometimes he says no, and you say, I didn't get the prayer. No, he answered it. The answer's no. And you know why it's no? Because it's not what's best for you. He knows what's best. There are times in my life that I begged for some things. I said, oh, I want this, Lord. I want it so bad. I want it so bad. And I didn't get it. And I look back later, I said, well, I'm glad I didn't get that. When you look back at your life, you say, you know, he knows what's best. He does. Sometimes the answer's yes. Sometimes the answer's no. Sometimes the answer's wait. It's not the right time. And he's working all things according to the counsel of his will in his timing. You can be thankful to God when you say, be anxious for nothing but everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. See, he answers prayer. Let me tell you something. Hebrews 4:16 says, come boldly to the throne of grace to find help in the time of need. You can come boldly to God. Let me tell you, you ought to be thankful that anytime, any place, anywhere, about anything, you can approach the living God. And let me tell you something. You do not approach the living God because of you. You can come boldly to the throne of grace, not because of you. You come boldly to the throne of grace because your Savior Jesus Christ, your go-between, your intercessor has already died for you, paid for sin, rose again, seated at the right hand of the Father, and he's making intercession for you right now. So you can come boldly to the throne of grace anytime, anywhere, any place, because he's already gone before you, and he is your intercessor. And you ought to be thankful that you've got the intercessor, the advocate, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, as 1 John says, that is seated at the right hand of the Father. And anytime you want to approach the living God, you can because of Jesus Christ. And you ought to be thankful. And we ought to be thankful that we can lift up any prayer request we want to and that God's going to hear it, that we have an intercessor, and he's going to answer those prayers. We can be thankful to God. Now, you're in Colossians chapter 2. Just turn a couple of, maybe a page. If your Bible's like mine, just turn one page over to Colossians chapter 4. And I want you to see something about prayers. Chapter 4, we'll look at verse 2. So as we're thinking about, first of all, our lives as an attitude of thankfulness, we're thinking about our prayers, that we need to be thankful to God for both the answered and unanswered prayers, as we call them. But look at Colossians chapter 4. Look at verse 2. It's a very powerful verse. Devote yourselves to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. Now, what he said? Devote yourself to prayer. He says, listen, make this your plan. Make this your purpose. Make this the thing that you're going to do, purpose, that you're going to pray. That we're going to be people who talk to the living God, keeping alert in it. Sometimes we're not alert when we pray. Have you done that? Have you sat at your desk and you're going to pray and then the next thing you know, you're going, I think I was asleep there for just a little bit. He says, be alert in it. Devote yourself to prayer, be alert in it. And then notice the key, with an attitude of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. We are approaching the living God through Jesus Christ and we come thankfully because we have a Savior. And an advocate, and a God who answers prayers. Powerful. What have we seen? How do we show our thankfulness? Through our lives. Who we are, what we have. Through our prayers, an attitude of thankfulness. And then there's one other thing. That's through our praise. And we think about our praise. We talk about lifting up our voices and praising God. And there's two things I want you to think about. First of all, our praise to God. We're going to look at praising God to others, and then we're going to talk about praising God to God. That's a little bit different, but I'm going to show you this. Let's think about praising God to others. One of the ways that we talk about showing our thankfulness is we praise God to other people. We tell people about God. And I've got there to both the unbeliever and the believer. Do you realize that we get to go and talk to people who do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, and we get to tell them how God has loved us so much that He sent His Son to die for us, and that they could have eternal life simply by faith? We get to do that. Now, most of us are afraid and scared when we pray. I mean, when we share our faith, when we go talk to somebody. That's okay. Let me tell you, it's going to always be that way because it's a spiritual battle. If you're awaiting that if you say, I'm going to get to the point where I'm not afraid or I'm not nervous and all this to share my faith, you're never going to share your faith because you're in a spiritual battle and it's always going to be that way. So you got to share your faith even if you are nervous and scared. Now, a lot of times people talk about all these different ways, and we teach at Countryside some ways to share our faith. We talk about bad news, good news. We talk about the bridge. But you know, there's a simple way to share your faith that every one of us in this room can do. Because every one of us in this room know John 3:16. It's the famous verse. Using that verse, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish but have everlasting life. Using that verse, you can share your faith with anyone. Because you'd say, God so loved the world. That's them. That's everybody. That He gave His only begotten Son. He gave His Son Jesus to become a person, to die on the cross, to pay for sin, to be buried and rise again. That whosoever, anybody, that would believe in Him, trust in Him, would not perish, would not be separated from God forever, but have what? Everlasting life. One verse. You can share your faith. And you know the verse. See, we get to show our thankfulness by telling people about Jesus Christ. For the believer, we get to share with each other and show our thankfulness on what God has done and how He's worked in our lives and how we're growing in the grace and knowledge of our Savior. And we get to equip one another and build one another up and all of those kind of things. So we can proclaim, basically, we can praise God to others through our praise. But there's something else. And that's praise God to God. And what I'm saying there is to praise God. We can show our thankfulness to God. And Psalm 100, I want you to do this. Just turn over to Psalm 100. That's the verses that we read earlier this morning. It's a famous, it's a very short psalm. It's only five verses, but it's a famous one. As you're turning there, I want you to realize and remember that under Psalm 100, if your Bible is like mine, it says a psalm for thanksgiving. I've taught this many times, but in the Psalms, with that little bitty writing before verse 1 that it says, a psalm for thanksgiving in the Hebrew Bible, in the original Bible, Hebrew Bible, that's verse 1. That's part of the scripture. That is telling us that this was a psalm, a song that they sang for thanksgiving. That's what the Psalms were. They were songs that they would sing praising to God. And so for us, if we want to show our thanks to God through our praise, and so I want to do something a little bit different than we normally do. Because if you've been here before, you know that we're going through Luke and we go verse by verse, passage by passage. And last week we ended at Luke chapter 14 at verse, whatever verse it was, 24. And we're going to start next week at verse 25 and go through verse 35. And then after that it'll be chapter 15. And then we just go verse by verse. Well, oftentimes if you expected me to take Psalm 100, I would go through those first five verses. But I'm going to do it a little bit differently because we're going to look at it this way. We're going to look at Psalm 100 and we're going to see why be thankful and how to be thankful from this psalm. So let's start. Why be thankful? This psalm tells us some reasons to be thankful. And here's the first one. I think we've got it right here. First of all, because the Lord is God. He's God. Look at verse 3. Psalm 100 verse 3. Know that the Lord Himself is God. Now you understand, the one that we are thankful to, the one that we pray to, the one that we've gathered to worship this morning, The Lord is God. He is the eternal, all-powerful, ever-existing one. He is the YHWH. That's the name of God, the personal name of God in the Old Testament. It means the ever-existing one. Psalm 90, verse 2, from everlasting to everlasting, He is God. He's always been and He always will be. He is God, the one that we worship, the one that we pray to, the one that we talk to, the one that we are thankful to is the living God. That's who we come to. There's only one God. There are a lot of false gods that man made, but there's only one God. There's God and angels and people. They're not gods. Now, man has made gods and man worships false things, but there is only one living God. And so he says, know that the Lord himself is God. There's a second way that why we should be thankful, and that is he is the creator. Think about it. Look what it says. It is He, verse 3 again, it is He who has made us and not we ourselves. He's the creator. How did He do it? He spoke. You go back to Genesis. It says, and God said, let us make man in our image. He's the creator. Psalm 139. Let me tell you, people say, yeah, God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days. On the seventh day He rested and He's not doing any more creation. Yes, He is. Psalm 139 says, inside of every mother, as that baby is being formed, He is the one that's creating that child. So you go to get the ultrasound, and you go, look at that little rascal in there. And that little rascal is being created by the living God. He is the one who has made us, not we ourselves, and we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Why should we be thankful? Because He's God. Why should we be thankful? He is the Creator. There's a third thing, and that is we are His people. Look at the end of verse 3. It says, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. We are His people. Now, when this was written, Psalm 100 was dealing with the nation of Israel, and they are the people of God. They're the chosen people. They always will be. But we as believers, the church, the body of Christ, we are also God's people. We're in His family. We're children of God. We belong to Him. You know how we belong to Him? Because He bought us. He redeemed us. He died on the cross and paid for our sins. His blood was shed. We're not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold, but with the precious blood of Christ. He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So we belong to Him because He bought us. We're His people. We should be thankful. Why? Because He's God. We should be thankful. Why? Because He's the Creator. We should be thankful. Why? Because He's our Redeemer. There's one more. Verse 5, we should be thankful because the Lord is good. Look what it says. For the Lord is good. Now, what if He was bad? You ever thought about what if God was bad? Now, God is all-powerful and He does anything He wants to do, works everything according to the counsel of His will, according to His character. His character, He's a good God. What if He was bad? What do you think this world would be like? What do you think your life would be like if He was bad? No, the Lord is good. He never does wrong. He always does right. He never makes a mistake. He always does what's best. I want you to look at the verse. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting. The word loving kindness, you've heard me teach. If you've been at Countryside for any length of time, you've heard me teach. This is the Hebrew word hesed, H-E-S-E-D, which means a loyal love. It means a love that never fails. It means a love that never changes. The Lord is good and His love is everlasting. His love never changes. He goes on to say, in His faithfulness to all generations. See, we got to be thankful because God is good. He's a good God. And sometimes in our lives we say, well, this wasn't very good. And He says, that's okay. I'm working all things together for good. He didn't say everything would be good. He's just going to work it all for good because He's a good God. So what you think about, why should we be thankful? Well, because He's God. And He's the Creator, and He's the Redeemer because we belong to Him, and He's good. That takes us to the second part. How should we be thankful? And He gives us some things here. I want you to see them, and they're in some of the verses. Verse 1, look what He says. How do we respond? How do we be thankful? We shout. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. That means to proclaim. It means to shout to Him. It means to proclaim to Him. It means to praise Him. It means to lift up our voices to God. And you can do that. You can get up in the morning and you go, thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for this. See, we shout joyfully to the Lord. We shout joyfully. We lift up our voices in praise, in adoration. There's a second thing we do. This is powerful. Verse 2, we serve Him. Serve the Lord with gladness. See, one way that you can show that you're thankful to God is by serving Him. To show your thankfulness to God as you serve Him, you take your life and you say, Lord, I want my life to count for You. It's Romans 12. We're going to see this next week. Next week in Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 35, we see Jesus teaching on discipleship and about giving your life to serve Him. That's discipleship. How do you show God that you're thankful? He says, serve the Lord with gladness. Offer your life to Him. When you get up in the morning and say, God, I want my life to count for You today. Use me for Your glory. Notice, serve the Lord with gladness. See, there are people who serve God, but they don't serve Him with gladness. They say this, well, I'm going to do it because you're supposed to do it. Serve the Lord with gladness. It's the grace of God. So what do? We shout. We lift up our voices in praise and adoration. We serve Him. There's a third thing we do, and that is in verse 2, we sing. We sing. Come before Him with joyful singing. Now, it's very easy to do this if you're not careful. It's very easy to sing the songs that we sing and not think about the words. Because you know the songs and you know the tunes. And all you have to do is just you look up on the screen, you see the words, and you just say them and you got through the song. But what you need to do is stop and say, I'm lifting up my voice in praise and thankfulness to God. And so when you sing a song, we're going to have a closing song in just a second. Look at the words and sing them to the living God. That's a way that you can show Him that you are thankful. Well, there's one more. And that is in verse 4, enter the gates, come together in worship. He says, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him. Bless His name. What He says is you come together with fellow believers, and it's a way to show your thankfulness because you come together giving thanks to God and praising and blessing His name. We respond in thankfulness as we gather together. You know, we're supposed to meet together. Believers are supposed to come together. So we give thanks. How? As we praise Him, shout to Him, we serve Him, we sing, and we worship with fellow believers. So the 100th Psalm, why be thankful? And how to be thankful? Why? Because He's God. He's the Creator. He's the Redeemer. We belong to Him. He's good. How do we thankful? Shout to Him, serve Him, sing to Him, worship Him. As we stop and think this morning about Thanksgiving, we want to respond to God in three ways. Have a life which has an attitude of thanksgiving as we get up in the morning, who we are and what He's given us. Our prayers, making our request with thanksgiving and our praise. We praise Him. Why? Who He is and how. What we've done by shouting, serving, singing, worshiping Him. May we do that. Let me give you an application. Let's be thankful to God. Respond to Him in thankfulness. Wake up daily when you get up in the morning. Get up and say, thank You for another day. Why should we be thankful? Why? Because He's our God and our Savior. He is the Creator, Redeemer, the Savior. He's the one that gives us eternal life simply by faith. And if you're here this morning and you can't say, I'm thankful to God for eternal life because you don't have eternal life, right where you're sitting right now, you can trust Jesus Christ as your Savior. He died on the cross, He paid for sin, He rose again, and He offers to you the gift of eternal life. And any one of us in this room can believe in Him for eternal life. And then you can say, I am thankful to God because He is my Redeemer and my Savior. It is that simple. By the authority of the Scripture, when you believe in Jesus Christ as your Savior, you are saved and saved forever. So let's be thankful to God. Why? He's our God and Savior. How? Three things. Through our lives, through our prayers, through our praise. Through our lives, having an attitude of thankfulness for who we are. We're children of God, we're saints, and we're ambassadors. What we have, all things materially and spiritually. We give thanks to God through our prayers as we come boldly with thanksgiving. And then through our praise as we proclaim to the unbelieving world who Jesus is. And as we come before Him, praising His name, serving Him, singing, and worshiping, may we be thankful to our God every day for who He is, our great God and Savior, as we bring our worship and praise to Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a passage. What a great truth. Thank you, Lord, that we are to be thankful to you because you're the one who died for us and paid for sin and rose again, and you're the Savior and the Creator and the Redeemer, and you give us eternal life by faith. And so, Lord, may we live a life of thankfulness, realizing that we're your children and that we're saints and we're ambassadors, and everything we have materially and spiritually comes from you. And so, Lord, we have the privilege of coming boldly with thankfulness. And, Lord, may we proclaim who you are to those who do not know you. And may we gather together with fellow believers, worshiping you, singing, serving, and praising your name. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us. May we never take it for granted, and may we be thankful. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.